USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Dayton, Ohio, police released surveillance video of the timeline of the mass shooting there in which 9 people were killed.
We're going to see the shooter enter from the patio. The sister and friend are still on the patio. He's going to speak with the doorman for a minute. He's going to exit.
Police say he shot 26 people in only 32 seconds. With more information, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware, as I said before, the existence of the weapons in the trunk or what the assailant intended to do that night.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump is out and about once again on the campaign trail. He was in the state of Pennsylvania in Pittsburgh to talk about energy and manufacturing. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
President Trump addressing workers at an energy plant in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he spoke about China dumping cheap steel in the United States.
We need steel for defense. We need steel. What are we going to do? We have a little bit of a problem. We have a little bit of a conflict. We'll say, listen, China, could you do us a favor? We need help. All our steel mills are closed. Could you send us some steel, please? We don't make steel anymore. Well, we make it now.
Stocks rallied today after President Trump delayed imposing 10% tariffs on some imported Chinese goods. The Dow was up 372 points, the S&P 500 up 42, and the NASDAQ up 152. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Crazy coins and misprinted currency is all part of the World's Fair of Money going on in Chicago. USA's John Clemens reports.
The American Numismatic Association is sponsoring the event that also includes the U.S. Treasury Department's display of bills of denominations of $100,000 each.
Visitors can see literally over $1 billion of rare coins and paper money. The U.S. Treasury Department alone will have a billion-dollar display that includes high-denomination currencies and $500,000 treasury notes.
Don Perlman of the American Numismatic Association also tells us in 1943, Lincoln pennies were supposed to be zinc-coated because copper was needed for World War II, but a few of them were mistakenly made with a bronze alloy.
It looks just like a common, everyday Lincoln cent, except it has the date 1943, and it's made with bronze alloy. Sold last year for $1 million.
I'm John Clemens.
Ford is being sued by 6 Washington State troopers, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The half-dozen troopers say they're getting sick from carbon monoxide poisoning in their 2014 through 2017 Explorer SUVs. The troopers say they're experiencing headaches and dizziness, nausea, and potentially life-threatening situations. But Ford is claiming that carbon monoxide concerns in police interceptor utilities it makes are related to unsealed holes from the installation of police equipment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.